this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not.
Welcome back, folks, to another edition of The Edge of Darkness, Jeffrey Bennett Show, here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am his guest host, Maggie. Here's where the real news, real talk, and real people. Today's date is April the 3rd, 2023, and you are listening to Republic Broadcasting Live. Folks, we really are grateful to those of you that are listening, our faithful listeners, those new listeners that are coming on board, and you all know that this is purely listener-supported. We count on your generous donations to the studio. It helps keep us going and keeps us up on air. We also want to thank those of you that are listening to us at www.talkstream.live, where this show is live streaming. Again, that's www.talkstreamlive. Now, I just received an email today, actually it was, and let's see if I can even find it any longer. Came from a gal who's been listening to the show, and now I've got this thing on the Oregon Firearms Federation. Oh, I was going to try to read her show. Oh, you know what? I think I sent her a response, so I think I can. There we go. Okay, this came from Sandra. Sandra Hurstein happens to be a listener here on Republic Broadcasting. And, boy, I'm getting all these text messages for people here. Okay, that sounds good. Somebody we're going to be having come up as a short guest tonight on the show said he'll be calling in about 5:15. So anyway, Sandra wrote to me, and I'm very grateful that she did. In fact, I really enjoy getting emails. So any of you that want to email to me, it's a little bit long of an email address, but that way I don't get as much of the spam that other people are getting. So it's all one word. It's the New Concord Hour with Maggie at Hotmail.com. My show used to be called The Concord Hour, and that was when it was one-hour shows back in the day. We're talking about over 20 years ago. And then I ended up doing two-hour shows, and we called it The Concord Show. And, of course, here now I am filling in as a guest host for Jeffrey Bennett on Mondays and Fridays only. And so people are writing to me, though. So if you want to write to me, you can do what Sandra Hurstein did, and you can write to me at The New Concord Hour with Maggie at Hotmail.com. Again, that's The New Concord, C-O-N-C-O-R-D, Hour, H-O-U-R, with W-I-T-H, Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, at Hotmail.com. And of course, Maggie Rose is not my birth name. That's my AKA. And it's been my AKA for about, almost 30 years now, about the time I first met Jeffrey Bennett. Now, as you all know, Jeffrey Bennett has the show here, which is called The Edge of Darkness. And he also sells precious metals. So please support Kettle Moran. Please support Republic Broadcasting Network. And help to keep us as one of the top radio networks here on the internet. So I would like to read to you what Sandra wrote to me. It says, hi, Maggie. Now this, she wrote this on April the 1st. Don't know if you remember me emailing you before, but I too am from California originally, born in 1945 and raised in San Francisco. I could not afford a house in San Francisco, so I landed up in, and then she stated the area she moved to in 1985 with my children. Great show today with Chris Brumbles. I appreciated the history that was imparted by the two of you. As my lineage dates back to the Mayflower, I'm interested in the history of this country, a history that most do not know nor realize, and in many cases don't even seem to care. I had heard some time ago, and I don't remember when, that the issue between the North and the South was economical and had nothing to do with slavery. Anyway, does Chris Brumble have an email or just the site of OregonFirearms.org? I did notate his number, which I will note here so that I have it instead of on a piece of paper. Otherwise, I will forget about it or lose it. And of course, his phone number is 503-263-5830. Again, for Oregon Firearms Federation is 503-263-5830. By the way, I heard recently, but I don't even know from where, that many, if not most of the slave owners were Jays. I don't know if you can substantiate that or if indeed it is bunk. Thank you for all that you do, and please extend a thank you to Chris. Sincerely, Sandra. Sandra, again, thank you so much for that email. I appreciate it. I did forward it on to Chris, and I could hear him smiling on the phone. In fact, I just got off the phone with him a few minutes ago. He's on his way to put out another fire. They happen to have a person that's been disrupting things up in Northern Oregon, and so I guess he's going to be going to meet with the form of people to figure out how to, in a very professionally tactful way, have this lady removed from being disruptive to any more of their group activities and what they're trying to do in saving this country. Now, I do want to also let you know that I received something here from, and I'm going to see if I can find it here. It came from the Oregon Firearms Federation regarding the most recent, let's see if I can put this in here, Oregon. Okay, here we go, Oregon Firearms Federation. And it was an email that just came out today. And let's see, we've got this thing here. It came out, the gun ban postponed. The anti-gun bigotry moves forward. And this was sent out earlier today. And let's see, it says here, from the Oregon Firearms Federation, no compromise, April the 3rd, 2023. Senate Bill, which is up in Salem, Oregon, folks, Senate Bill 348 has been pushed back one more day. No explanation was given today for the delay in the scheduled work session, but every day it does not advance is another day to keep up the pressure on Knopp and Iverson to stand up and stop this insanity. Okay, and let's see here. I was trying to put this in here, and it's bouncing all over the place, folks, but you know how that goes with technology, right? It says they also have Senate Bill 527, which enshrines discrimination into the Oregon statutes, and it did pass out of committee with Republicans Kim Thatcher and Dennis Linthicum voting to vote no. The bill would allow gun dealers to refuse service to anyone under 21. Now, the Democrats are demanding this because they are the party of so-called, quote, equity and inclusiveness, unquote. Unless their naive bigotry can be applied with the force of law to gun owners. They are also working overtime to expand the rights of, quote, doctors, unquote, to sexually mutilate children without their parents' consent. So a 15-year-old can have her breasts removed, but a 20-year-old cannot buy a rifle. In other Democrat proposals, a 16-year-old will be able to vote, but a 19-year-old will be denied the ability to buy reloading equipment. After the vote, Senator James Manning shared a rambling and incoherent diatribe insulting and attacking gun owners. At least we think that's what he did. We can make no sense of it. Senators Thatcher and Linthicum also served notice of a possible minority report. A minority report is an alternative bill offered in place of the existing legislation. Whilst any alternative bill would have no chance in a legislature controlled by deceitful bigots, it was a welcome statement. Please continue to demand that the leaders of the Republican caucuses stand up to those demented attacks on your rights. For those of you that live in Oregon, you can call Senator Tim Knopp, that's K-N-O-P-P. His number is area code 503-986-1727. Again, Senator Tim, K-N-O-P-P. His number is 503-986-1727. And so-called Representative Vicky Breeze Iverson, again, Representative Vicky Breeze Iverson's number is 503-986-1459. Again, 503-986-1459. You know, folks, these people are so hypocritical. They're so two-faced. 90% of what they're saying doesn't even make any sense. Everything they're doing is based on pure raw emotions, and they're not even using common sense. And it's interesting when we even talk about freedom of speech, it's like their freedom of speech is supposed to be protected, but our freedom of speech is not protected. I tried to post something on my friend, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and when I put it up on Facebook, they went ahead and they sent me a note basically telling me that I was not meeting their community standards, and they wanted Facebook to be a place where people felt safe. Now, how can people not feel safe when you are reporting the facts of what you have actually experienced? If you've had friends or family that have taken the jabs, and immediately following taking those jabs, have within days or hours or weeks expired, that means dead, died, and you're reporting to people, this is what happened to somebody I know, this is what happened to family or a close friend, and you post up the facts, and then Facebook comes up and says that you're telling the truth, not just what you think you know, not just based on hearsay, but what you've actually experienced, and they say that you are not making people in Facebook feel safe. Yet the majority of the people that are on your Facebook page, that are your friends, that have sent you friend requests, or you have been friended by, pretty much they all have the same viewpoints. They all pretty much have the same background or belief systems or whatever. And so therefore you're sharing, you're confirming with these friends, hey, what you've experienced, I've experienced also. So what you're just doing is passing on legitimate information. And yet Facebook, what they're really doing is censoring us. They don't want us to pass on accurate information of what's happening in the world around us. They want us to be dumbed down. I wish there were more social platforms out there that we could actually get up and speak truth to power. Places like Truth Social, places like 107's107daily.com, places like Telegram, where you're not censored. You know, people are getting up there and they're not swearing and cussing and basically, you know, being disrespectful on Facebook. They're saying, look, everything isn't always fuzzy-wuzzy. Sometimes there's things happening that are not pretty. And we need to share with people, by the way, I'm validating what you went through. Your father took the jab, immediately had a seizure. Well, my father-in-law took the jab and shortly after had a heart attack. And then a second heart attack, which took him from us. Oh, your aunt took one of the jabs from Pfizer and her friend took one from Moderna and they both ended up with blood clots. Well, you know what? My mother took a jab from Moderna. She ended up with blood clots and we lost her 8 days after my father-in-law. We need to stop allowing places like Facebook to censor us, to not allow us to share with the world what we have personally experienced. People need to know so they can make well-informed choices. Facebook wants you just to go along with the New World Agenda because Facebook is being paid a lot of money from the big pharmaceutical companies and they're using that money to try to silence you. Their so-called fact checkers are not presenting the facts. When you have someone like Danielle Anderson, who's the science czar for Facebook, she's the one that gets up for Facebook and helps to censor people and shut down their First Amendment freedom of speech. And who is Danielle Anderson? She was working with Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and their foundation. She was working with Obama and Dr. Ralph Barak out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and working with Dr. Charles Lieber out of Harvard University. And she was taking tubes of what we now believe are viruses back and forth to Wuhan. Yes, she was. Dr. Danielle Anderson from Duke University was actually traveling back and forth from the United States to China, what we now believe were different samples of these viruses. And she didn't get caught. Others got caught later. She wasn't caught at the time. And now she's been brought on board with Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. And she's the science czar, the science censor, doing the fact-checking of people on Facebook. It's interesting how they believe that their freedom of speech is okay for Democrats to get up and threaten to assassinate a president of the United States like Johnny Depp did, or get up like Madonna and talk about how she wants to blow up the White House. And comedians are getting up who are not so funny and holding up a facsimile of a head that was beheaded looking like President Donald Trump. Yet they're not going to jail for threatening that they want to blow up the White House, for talking about how now another actor needs to assassinate a president. They're not being censored. They're not being punished. They're not being thrown in one of the DC jails. But yet people who were standing around the Capitol are now sitting as political prisoners 2 years now in the DC jails. People that were talking about how we needed to take back our country are being imprisoned because they spoke that way. And yet Madonna, because she's Madonna, you know, privileges, right? The old saying, do as I say, not as I do. That seems to be the Democrats' motto. I say what's good for one is good for all. So therefore, if you're going to lock up our people for voicing their displeasure at what's happening in this country, why can't we lock up Madonna for saying she wanted to blow up the White House? Why can't we lock up Johnny Depp for stating the fact that maybe it's time for another actor to shoot a president? Like what happened to Abraham Lincoln. It was an actor that shot him to death. The hypocrisy in this country. The double standards. You know, folks, when I'm sitting here and looking at what the globalists are doing here in America, and I'm listening to their venom, when I see that Maxine, she gets up and she tells her crowd of people, if you see any conservatives or Christians or Republicans in a restaurant in Georgetown or outside Washington, D.C., you know, physically attack them. Tell them they're not welcome. And yet if we were to do the same thing to them, what kind of backlash would be meeting with us? It's interesting that if it was a Democrat that we were going after, based on rumor or based on innuendo or based on gossip, or even based on something that was a long time ago, was dealt with then, and the statute of limitations has come and gone. If we were going after a Democrat right now, the way they're going after Donald Trump, you know, you and I may or may not like Donald Trump. That's not the point. Those Democrats and those liberals out there, they better stop and think that what you can do to this one individual, this former president of the United States, we can end up coming back and doing the same thing to you. Because what's good for one should be good for all. We're sick and tired of seeing the double standards in this country. I'm sick and tired of seeing that the country that I gave my life willingly to serve for 35 years in the military, as did my husband, a lot of time away from our family members, not being able to go to weddings or memorial services or on camping trips or anything, sometimes taking weeks at a time in uniform, serving our country. Those of us that even served active duty, where we belong to the Department of Defense 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Our bodies were not our bodies. We belonged to the DOD. We belonged to the American people. And yet everything that we stood for, the First Amendment, the right of free speech, the right of freedom of the press, the right to be able to practice our religion as we see fit or not practice a religion if we don't want to, the ability to be religious or not be religious, the ability to be spiritual, which is different, or not be spiritual. All these things now are under threat. And our Second Amendment, they keep wearing away at it. What are they so afraid of? They're afraid of is that they come after us for the freedom of speech that we should be able to enjoy. And they want to take away more and more of our freedoms. They don't want us to be able to defend ourselves, our homes, our families, our property. The United Nations and the World Health Organization, the globalists, the deep state. They know the only thing that is keeping America from going down the shithole right now is because people have ways to protect themselves and defend themselves, unlike they do have any longer in Australia. They no longer have that ability in Venezuela. They no longer have that ability in Germany or other countries around the world. America is the one they want to take down to her knees. But we believe we have God in our corner. For those of you that believe in God, and those of you who don't believe in God, you have to at least admit there's something greater than we are. We didn't just come about as an accident in the universe. We were not an accident. And we have the faith in knowing that if American people who have allowed this over the last 70, 80, 90, 100 years to get this bad, that we also as a people can unite with each other and stand up, as we say in the military, side to side and back to back and prevent this country from falling anymore. Yes, there's going to be trying days ahead. Yes, we're going to have some difficult days ahead. But I believe that many of us have the faith in knowing that if people can get out from behind their keyboards, we don't need keyboard warriors any longer. We need those of you to step forward and go to your student teacher conferences when your kids or your grandkids are having their once or twice a year conference. We need you to go to the school board meetings and speak out and protest peacefully. Yes, they're going to label you as a terrorist because anything you say that they disagree with, they're going to label you. Who cares what they call you? You know and I know that we have the right to be calmly and not so calmly, righteously angry, as long as it doesn't result to bringing physical harm to people or property. We have the right to be angry. It's what I call righteous anger. They are assaulting our families. They're trying to rip our families apart. They're blackmailing and threatening us that if we won't allow them to invade our bodies, they'll take our jobs away from us. They threaten to take the children away from us. People, in many cases I'm seeing now across this country, have become so cowardly that they haven't been willing to step forward and say, we and our community are going to pull together with one voice. No, how many of the patriots, after what they saw happened up in Maurer, ran back to their home states and tried to pretend they had never been in Eastern Oregon? They had never been there trying to defend the constitutional rights of Steve and Dwight and Susie Hammond. They lied and said, oh, but we were never there. And yet many people saw them there. And they had come from places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Maryland. These are the cowards. They'll show up when they want to do the bravado and wearing their, you know, their tools around their neck and, you know, their battle gear and acting like a, you know, another latter-day G.I. Joe. But then when things get a little bit hot under the collar, they go running with their tails between their legs. I can't respect any man and woman that does that. You, when you get involved in something, you need to stand your ground. You need to stay the course. You need to be willing to take a stand for what you believe in, as our political prisoners from January 6th are doing today. Every night they get together and they say a prayer and they sing the national anthem or do the Pledge of Allegiance. These are true patriots. These are people that I, Maggie Rhodes, if I had to, I would go to battle with them. I would stand side by side and back to back with them. And it doesn't matter that I have a breast. It doesn't matter that I'm a female gender. An American is American. And we are all supposed to be soldiers for America. We are all supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ if you have religious ideology or belief system. God will only help those who help themselves. And people need to stop the lip talk. And they need to actually take a stand with each other. Oh, let's see. I've got something here. We're going to go to a break, folks. This is Maggie Rose. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is date is April the 3rd, 2023. And you're listening to The Edge of Darkness. I am your guest host, Maggie Rose. And when we come back from the break, okay, she says... not yet. She wants two more minutes here. Then we are going to be bringing back Scott Brewster, who will be talking about the Faith Fest that we are going to be having here, I understand. It's going to be on the West Coast around May the 21st. I think it's going to be in Bandon. Very important that people stop and think about what is happening here in America. We're going to be going to a break here in just a couple minutes. Folks, I want you to understand is I'm sitting here basically trying to implore you all to get more involved. To get more involved in your communities. Don't be marching on your state capitals. Don't be marching to Washington, D.C. You know, don't be going along and to New York City and spend your time and your money going back there just to wave some flags. What you need to do is start at the grassroots level. That's what Trump wants us to do. He wants us to stay home and the safety of our communities, and he wants us to work within our communities. It's a grassroots effort. If everybody does that in their hometowns, then folks, we can turn this around. But we need a lot more involvement. As 107 said, we need 81% of the people. And that's what we need to do. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
There's a pain in my side that I can travel alone. Bring peace to this troubled land. It's dark out here, I can't read those signs. Bring peace to the troubled land. Hurricane on the horizon.
Folks, welcome back to the second part of the hour here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your guest host, Maggie Rose, filling in for Jeffrey Bennett here on the Edge of Darkness. And folks, we were just talking in the first 30 minutes a little bit about what has been happening in this country. People have become very disillusioned. Other people have become very lazy or apathetic. And people in many cases across the country have been writing to me that they've lost their faith. They've lost their faith in each other. They've lost their faith in their families. In many cases, families have turned on each other because of their fear-mongering that's been going on in social media, that, you know, if you won't take the jab, then you're killing people. If you don't take the jab, then I won't let you come over to our house for Thanksgiving or Christmas. And it's been basically what has been happening is exactly what the globalists want. They want to break up the families. They know that the families, along with our spiritual or religious beliefs, is what keeps us going, folks. And one of the things we must not do is we must not lose faith in each other. We must not lose faith in God, whatever you believe him or her to be. We need to make sure that we hold on to the roots that helped establish this country. I'm bringing on now a friend of mine. I met him a while back. in Bandon, Oregon. He's in Coos County. His name is Scott. He's truly a patriot. In fact, many of you know, when I was asked to run as a candidate for governor in Oregon, we had some rather serious challenges that were going on. And yes, I felt I was caught in the crossfires from time to time. But there were people like Scott and others that showed up and had my back and had the back of the other people that were supporting me. And Scott is a Christian like I am. As you all know, that I don't talk a lot about religion here on the show. We touch on it from time to time. You all know that I am a Christian. You all know that I grew up in a very Protestant background, with a combination of both being a Protestant, also because of my grandmother, I was put in Catholic schools for 3 years. And I took classes in comparative religions with my parents and separately, where I learned a lot about many different religions, and it was called a class in comparative religions. But the one thing that I, as I shared in the first 30 minutes of the show, is how important it is for we as a people to have faith. It is so important we hang on to that faith. That is our rock. And our faith in each other is faith is in God. And being able to feel safe under the First Amendment, it says that we should have the right to be able to practice our religion or not practice our religion as we see fit. And as you know, that the globalists and the New World Order, they want a one world religion in the image of what they want. And they want to dictate to us what we can and cannot say. And as you know, in places like communist China, people many times have to get together and practice their faith in God in secret for fear of being killed or sent to prison. And so Scott is here to present to us today of an opportunity where people of like mind can come together and show their faith and their joy in God. Scott, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Maggie Rose, or is it Donis?
Oh, you can call me Maggie Rose.
Maggie Rose, okay. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I am a founder of Citizens Restoring Liberty. I love when you were talking about the mandates, the vaccine push. That was a big thing a couple, you know, 2-3 years ago now. We started a group to combat that and just give people, you know, basically their basic freedoms back, opening up restaurants again, because what they did is they shut down business and they funded the people that they wanted to fund. And obviously, from what I think, it was on purpose. And we started Citizens Restoring Liberty, held a bunch of rallies up in Salem. I just did a tremendous amount of work for people, and I just have to thank everybody who's part of that organization, because without them, we couldn't have done it. And, you know, without people like you as well, that you definitely make Oregon a better place.
Well, thank you for that, Scott. You know, I tuned in to the Rob Taylor Report, where you and Chris Brumbles were on a little while ago today, this afternoon. And Chris, of course, has been a co-host with me from time to time, and he's also been a guest on the show. And one of the things that I'm seeing that's happening across the nation is people are losing their faith in each other and their faith in God. And many people are not practicing even what they preach, including ministers. We have ministers out there that are completely going against what their so-called mission statement is supposed to be. But when you've invited me to come to Bandon, to where you guys have your meetings every Friday night, roughly, 6 o'clock, I've seen where you guys don't just talk the talk, but you walk the walk.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. I'm watching things every day. My faith has been so increased this past year, because after doing all these political stunts and antics and dealing with these people, I realized that there's really no political solution. The Republicans continuously sell us out. We know what the Democrats are doing. And so the only thing that I can put faith in anymore is God and Jesus. And that's where I've gone, and it's pushed me closer to it, and I'm so thankful for it. We started something called March for Christ, where in the entire month of March, every night in Coos County, you could go to a different church, and they had worship, and they had singing, and we really united all of the churches. We've done that again in April, every night in April. It's called April Showers. You could do that. And the big event that we have coming is May 21st. It's called Faith Fest. You can find it faithfest23.com. We have some of the biggest Christian bands are going to be there. Seventh Day Slumber, the Brothers Reed. We have Kevin Carr, who's doing a bagpipe rendition of Amazing Grace. We also have speakers like Vance Day, Joey Gibson, Scott Kesterson from Bars of War. So just people that are going to give their testimony. It's going to be all glory to God. And it's going to be just a day of unity between the people and also celebration of what God's done for us.
That is so awesome. And I made a promise to you that every Monday and Friday during my shows, I'm going to keep reminding people. Because people don't, it doesn't have to just be people that live in Oregon, but people from Washington State and people from California are more than welcome to come to this as well.
Absolutely. And we are going to live stream it. I'm really good friends with producer Liz, who used to run Steel Truth. We're going to figure out a way to live stream this on a big platform. And, you know, it's going to take things like this. It's going to take us being bold. You know, this event's going to be right on the 101 in Bandit. So this is the main thoroughfare, the main highway. People are going to see it. They're going to hear it. And, you know, you're going to start seeing signs going up tomorrow. We have 4x4s, 4x8s, just like a political person would do. We did this for this event. They're going to go up all across the state, the 5 freeway, the 42, the 38, the 101, the 126. If you have property that's prime for a location for this, go on faithfest23.com. And please give me your email address and we'll hook up with you and we'll go put a sign up there. It's May 21st. Please save your calendars. I'd love for anybody to be there if you possibly could.
Well, you know, it's interesting because JC and I are going to be getting together with you tomorrow. It's about a 78-mile drive for you to come to where we are. But I've already got a friend of mine right on the 42 as you're leaving Winston and heading towards Bandon, who said that there's a place on his property for you to put one of your signs. And then I contacted my friend Steve. He still has my sign on his property off of the I-5, and it's looking down the freeway on both directions, north and south. And the reason he's keeping my old sign up is because, as you know, there's a person right now challenging in court against how neither Tina Kotek, Christine Drazen, nor Betsy Johnson are eligible to hold the office of governor because they violated the Oregon State Constitution, Article 2, Section 22, and I'm the only legitimate person. And even though something may never come of it, he says he wants to continue to keep my name in people's eye, just like the guy in the 42 highway. And he said you could put one of your signs up there as well in his front yard. So you'll have at least the one between Sutherland and Cottage Grove on the I-5 up on the hill there looking down on the freeway. And then you'll have the one on the 42. And I really believe that if we put these signs up, people are going to sit up and go, oh, wow, this is a faith fest. You know, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for hope right now, Scott. They're looking for a place to get together with other people of like mind and celebrate our faith.
Absolutely. And it's our history. If people want to say that religion doesn't exist and God doesn't exist, he's not real. This is our history, you guys. When, you know, I've been learning so much the past 2 months. I've really dug deep in the Bible, really dug deep in faith. But when you really understand what Passover is about, what the resurrection's about how religion was before Jesus came, how it was after. They actually used to sacrifice animals and firstborn children before Jesus came. This was in history. It happened for thousands of years. After Jesus came, they stopped the sacrificing the same way because he was the sacrifice. So this is, whether you believe Christ was the Messiah or that religion even exists or God does, this is a history that we're leaving out. There was a time in our history where we did sacrifice people, kind of like we're doing now. We do that with babies at times, and we do that with the elderly when they get sent to these homes or where they get given these drug cocktails and all that type of stuff. But it is history. It's just so fascinating to me. I have a deep faith in God, and I'm just really thankful for you. And if anybody else has great spots, I know there's also a like-minded person on the 38. So after we do that one in Cottage Grove, I feel like going down to the 38 and heading over that way. If we can get them on all those major thoroughfares, it'll really be a big statement. The signs are beautiful. They have Faith Fest huge with a massive cross May 21st. So I think it's going to get the word out there. And I just, you know, we had 1,500 to 2,000 people at our last event. I'd like to get 4,000 or 5,000 people this time.
Well, I also have a suggestion. When we were doing our campaigning, there was a person in Grants Pass that owns a business there, and he allowed us to put one of our big 8x4 signs there, and it was actually a sign you could see from three different directions right in the heart of Grants Pass. I think we should drive down there and try that out as well.
Let's do that. Yeah, I'm loading the van up early tomorrow morning. We're going to be out your way. I have to come back and coach a T-ball kids team at 4 o'clock, so it's, you know, we are not just patriots and we're not just fathers and husbands and workers, but we're also helping the little kids in the community, because that's what it's all about. And obviously I don't push any of my beliefs on anybody, but what I do is just try to be a really good person myself. And then what happens when you do that is people start asking you questions and you get to answer them.
Well, I want to say that you, like I said, that you guys not only talk the talk, but you walk the walk. When we were in Eugene a few months ago in August, and the situation down there started getting a little bit dicey and heated, you were able to actually step right in and keep those people calm and actually remove them from where we were trying to conduct our meeting. And you did it in such a tactful, such a gentle, professional way. I was really impressed. I saw you out there playing ball with your son. And then when that all went down, you showed that you can actually turn people away in a very kind way and basically diffuse the situation. And I think what more people out there are hoping is that we can take back this country by bringing us back to the roots of how this country started. It was God, you know, it was the people coming here to be able to practice their faith and do it unhindered. Yeah. And I think that this Faith Fest, you know, when I went to Idaho with Chris Brumbles a few years ago, I was invited there to a huge rally. We had about 4,000 people. And I was asked to be the guest speaker there, one of the guest speakers, and to actually open the show as well. And one of the things that I found is that it was so wonderful to be with Christian people of like mind. And when I got up on stage, I found that I wasn't afraid because I was there with people that were my people. And I think these people that you're bringing together to the Faith Fest on May 21st, I think that they're going to find they're going to have such a warm and loving reception. It's going to be like one big happy family.
It is. And, you know, you have guys like Joey Gibson, who is a guy that basically fought Antifa. He would go down into Portland and preach in the middle of the streets. He's been involved in all kinds, he's been arrested, lawsuits against him. And when I put him on the card to speak, everybody said, "You're going to have Joey Gibson. That's crazy." Well, nobody knows, but Joey Gibson has completely turned his life over to God. He's such a changed man. And not that he was even bad then, he was just fighting for our rights. But what he's changed from is the political ideology to the spiritual ideology, that we can actually own our own self, our own freedom through God. And that's what it's about. And I just can't wait to, you know, be with you and all the great people. It's going to be an amazing event.
Well,
we're going to have bounce houses for kids. We have a secured kids area so the kids can be good, all kinds of activities for them. The parents can listen to the speakers, enjoy the music. It's going to be an amazing event.
Well, I'm just really humbled and honored that you're asking JC and I to travel with you up and down the I-5 corridor and putting up these signs. We feel like, you know, that is just something where we are can actually help you get the word out. And I really truly believe, Scott, that God is working with you and your people and making this come about. And I see nothing but goodness ahead between now and the 21st. Can you give people an idea where the address of where this is going to be located?
Yeah, it's going to be right off the 101 in Bandon. It's 89 North Avenue Southeast. It's across from the Ray Shopping Center in Bandon, Oregon. There's tons of places to stay. There's RV parks around there. You can also, you know, drive home at night. It does get home. It does get over at 6, so you have plenty of time to get home. The main band goes on at 5 o'clock, and then the main speaker goes on at 4:30. So this guy, Brad Heron, and his wife, Autumn, are some of the most amazing individuals. They were both in separate fire accidents. Brad was actually cooking meth in his car when the car, his buddy lit a cigarette off. It blew up the car. He was inside. Somebody ended up coming out and finding him. I mean, just some of the most amazing stories. His wife, Autumn, was also burned as well. They met each other at a burn center, and they have some of the greatest testimony that you could imagine. So you're not going to really want to miss these people. He comes on at 4:30. The big band, Seventh-day Slumber, comes on at 5 to bring it out. It'll be over at 6. And I just really think God's working in this, and who knows, it might go on all night.
Now, my question is, if people want to come and bring their campers, is there a place where you know where people, where there's a camper lot or trailer lot where they can come either on the 19th or 20th and set up?
Yeah, absolutely. There's 3 or 4 RV lots there. They're open right now. There's the Riverside RV lot. There's also one directly in Bandit. There's one south of Bandit. So yeah, there's plenty of those places. There's also hotels for people to get into. Also, you know, we're looking to put this out, and I hope people from every direction come, 200 miles away, come to this event. It's going to be worth it.
What time does it start on the 21st, Scott?
It starts at 11. There's going to be a half hour service from the pastor of the event. That's Pastor Dan Wilson. And then we're going to go directly into the Restoration Worship band that's going to be playing. And then about 1 o'clock, the bagpipes come out. We're doing Amazing Grace. And then just testimony all throughout mixed in with music.
Wow, that sounds great. So see, folks, if someone in your family says, oh, I don't want to miss church, they can go there and have church right there with people of like mind. So they won't be 100%. Missing. They won't be missing the opportunity. And, you know, you can worship God anywhere. You can worship God walking through the redwoods and walking along the beach. And here, this is actually going to take place right off the coast of the ocean there.
Yep. Faithfest23.com. Please, everybody, not only look at that site, but share it to as many people as you can. We put that site up 1 week ago. We already have 2,000 page views on that site in 1 week. So it's faithfest23.com.
Okay. And is there an admission price, Scott?
No, it's free. As always, it's free. We will have food trucks there. So you could buy food there. All the money goes to the food trucks. We're not charging them anything. It's a completely free event. If people want to donate, of course, to the cause, that would be great. And if you can't, that's no problem. We just want you there and just to be filled with the Spirit.
One of the things that I really enjoyed when I came to Coos County for your county fair last summer was there was a group of young people that were actually had a kind of like a little house booth set up, and they were reading stories to children. Is that particular group going to be there? I really enjoyed watching those young people minister to children.
They will be there. Stan Avery, one of the big members of CRL, he's known as the hippie version of CRL. He has a gypsy wife. They're going to have their gypsy caravan there. Well, they'll be doing, they don't call it palm reading, it's actually psalm reading. So they'll be reading psalms, and you can go in there and have tea. There's going to be a lot of different booths. We actually have Be Bold Street Ministries coming. These guys are all ex-felons, ex-drug dealers, ex-gangbangers that have turned their life around. There's going to be 20 of them on stage. Some of the scariest individuals you can imagine that have all turned their life over to Christ. It's going to be some powerful testimony, and those guys will have their own booth as well. Joey Gibson will have his own booth set up. You can go talk to these people, and there's going to be healing going on, anything you can imagine. I can't even really imagine it, but I know it's going to be great, and I just can't wait to see how God works.
Well, thank you, Scott, and I'm looking forward for JC and I meeting up with you tomorrow. We'll text each other, and when you say early, don't worry about any time as early. We used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for the military, so any time is fine with us, so we'll be ready to go when you're ready to go.
Thank you so much, Maggie Rose. You're an inspiration to us all.
God bless you. Folks, that's Scott from Coos County, and this is regarding the May Faith Fest on the 21st, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, going all day and up and through the evening. Right, Scott?
Yeah, it's going to end at 6, but you never know what's going to happen. We might just go all night long and start ordering pizzas.
Would you give that website out one more time, please, Scott?
Yes, faithfest23.com. Like Faith Festival, but it's faithfest23.com. And if you look it up in Google, you'll find Faith Fest May 21st in Bandit. It'll take you right there. We have lots of videos from the speakers up. We have merchandise that's being sold. So it's a great website. Check it out, and please share it, everybody, if you can.
Okay, I will be bringing this up, Scott, every Monday and Friday from here on. I would like to see if you could consider coming up on a Monday or Friday sometime in May before the event, just to remind people and kind of wrap it up. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Yes, I'm there.
Thank you, Scott. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. Now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. This country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're mad. Our cause is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.